Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The last few years have been challenging times in conversations about racial reconciliation. And I weighed in a little bit on this. And what I'm fascinated about, for example, we hosted, Brian Loritz and I co-hosted a conversation from the National Civil Rights Museum broadcast. I think people in 200 countries have watched this. And the reaction was fascinating. There were a whole lot of Anglo, people love Jesus, who said, man, this is not an issue, and you're making it a bigger issue than it is. And then there's a whole lot of African American, and it was primarily Anglo and African American, could have had others, but in this specific conversation, who were saying, this is a real issue, I can't believe my sisters and brothers in Christ aren't seeing this, and you know, around Ferguson, things of that sort. So, I can actually see it in the polling among Christians, that they just perceive systemic justice or injustice very differently. So how do we even have a conversation around this when people are starting very different places?
Wow, you've asked a great question. But I think ultimately we have to sit down and talk about it and become sensitized to how some people are feeling about these issues. Yeah. I mean, if you've never walked where another person has walked or gone through their journey, you won't understand it. But you have to understand it by talking about it. When the George Zimmerman situation came out, I was appalled. I was pained that, you know, I was just pained by it. But most probably Anglos may not have understood that.
I think I can say this, most Anglos would say, listen, Trayvon Martin's, you know, walking through the neighborhood, up to no good. And, you know, and there's an immediate assumption. And matter of fact, when we talked about some of these, I brought together several guests who are well-known African-American pastors and Anglo pastors. And what I would see the comments come in is like, you know, you're making heroes of criminals. You're taking a stand around the wrong issue. But one of the African-American leaders said, you know, there's never a time we can, no matter where we take a stand, there's something wrong with that person. So how do you respond? I mean, you're in these conversations. Sometimes the conversations are self-filtering, though. By the time we get to the conversation, we're willing to listen. But there's a whole lot of people who aren't. How do we get to people who love Jesus who just think the other side doesn't make any sense?
We got to sit down and talk this through and try to get an understanding and comprehension about what are the facts and what did happen in a lot of these situations. I mean, I'm not suggesting that African Americans in these situations have always been right. I'm certainly not suggesting that. But I am suggesting that all the Anglos have not been right.
Right.
I'm not suggesting that either. So what I'm saying is that we got to sit down and talk to try to comprehend it. It begins with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Effective communication begins with understanding and trying to see it from a different perspective and a different vantage point.
I was encouraged to see some of the conversations that sort of came out of that. It seemed that many people have their conversations, and there was a greater level of understanding. I hosted a series of articles, guest articles, called It's Time to Listen. And I asked African-American evangelicals to write, the people that speak at the conferences, right, to write about issues of systemic injustice. And it was funny because the comments were fascinating. Because a lot of times, it's okay if you come speak at my conference and teach on the Bible, but don't tell me there's systemic injustice. But then people began to maybe thaw a little bit to that. There are real issues. One writer talked about every year since he was 15, he'd been pulled over every year. For no reason. That was kind of surprising for basically being a large African American man. So, but there are still people who say there's no real issues here. So moving from conversation, what can we do a next step? Are there things we can do together? I've been involved in conversation. You've been involved. Are there public policy issues that we can speak in on these things together?
Here's what I think, Ed, and I think you're raising a great question. What I feel is, though, perhaps is best heard by the Anglo community if Anglo leaders speak about it. Because, you know, I think if an African American speaks about it, they're going to probably just lump us in that, you know, liberal category.
Right.
But certainly there's got to be some of these Anglo leaders who can take a stand and speak to these issues to help that culture understand and see. Because there are challenges. It's all problems. And everything you just mentioned, I've experienced myself. I remember getting pulled over by a police officer, and he rushed to my window with his gun drawn. I wondered, what did I do for you to come to the window of my car on a Sunday morning on my way to church in my suit and draw the gun on me? I didn't understand that.
Wow.
So I think we need some leaders from the Anglo culture to help us help the the culture to see.
Okay, it seems, though, there's also another side, is that what you just expressed was issues of systemic injustice, issues of systemic racism. But there's typically, frequently, an African-American leader who will say, no, there's nothing that's there, and that person will get a lot of platform. You know, certain cable news places, certain places will get a lot of platform. So how do we respond? So I hear you, and you're saying there are issues of systemic injustice, but then I hear other African-American leaders are saying, no, we gotta move beyond some of this culture that's caused so many problems. So do we listen to both voices? Do we weigh them differently? How do we address that?
Well, I don't know who those voices are that you're talking about who don't see it and who may be speaking that way. I have not heard that, but I would tell you there are issues in our culture. There's clearly issues, and I'd love to sit down as a person who's pastoring these people and living with these people and talk with somebody who's making those kinds of... They may not be connected with the community is all I can tell you. Yeah. In our community, it's happening.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.